Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. You join me here. It's the 17th of February, 2014, 7:15 in the evening. I hope you all had a lovely Valentine's Day. Not that I really did much, but I just thought I'd let you know that I'm here with another weight loss update. It's now 5 weeks since I started this weight loss journey, and this last week I've lost 4 pounds. I'm really delighted. I can actually notice it now on clothes because my belt is looser. I'm actually running out of holes on my belt. I'm at the last one of the second hole I've had to make. and I might have to make a third one because it's a bit loose. But at the moment, I'm just going to leave it as it is. So I've got my dinner sort of cooking. I'm going to pause the recording because I'm going to just put my chicken fillet in my George Foreman grill. Sorry about that. I use that George Foreman grill. I bought a new one because her old one was just like past the whole usability scale. I actually inherited it when I moved into this apartment. So I bought a brand spanking new George Foreman. It's black. The other one was so hard to clean. This one is like a non-stick pan, so it's much, much better. So yeah, I've lost 4 pounds this week, and I am delighted. I can actually see the weight going off my actual waist, and it's going off the scale. So that's just amazing to me. It really is. So yeah, I've in total 5 weeks going, I've lost 1 stone 3 pounds. And I'm still working on the whole water drinking situation. I haven't quite fine-tuned it yet. I just find it's difficult, you know. It's difficult to keep forcing yourself to drink the water. But, so that's kind of work in progress. I'm still doing it. Something I use every day is I bought, I can't remember if I mentioned this in my last updates. I bought couple of weeks ago now, I bought a Polar FT4 watch. It's like a heart, I guess a heart rate monitor, heart sensor, or whatever. It's like you wear this band around your waist or whatever, and then you put this little device onto it, and then you wear the watch, and you, with the watch, you need to, you know, get all the settings in advance set up. And it communicates with this and measures your calories, how long you're working out. It's amazing. Absolutely love it. Couldn't exist without it. And it's pink. Ha, amazing. It's pink and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And I love it. Love, 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 love it. So, yeah, I use that all the time. Yeah, I did a lot of walking on Sunday, and I did today. I did a bit of walking as well. So I've probably burnt off nearly 300 calories, I guess. And I've also, I had like a eureka moment earlier on. I decided I wanted to create a blog, and I've never been a huge blogger. I tried it one before when I was reading books on the Kindle. But I don't have the Kindle anymore. So I've started a blog, and I'm going to give you the link. The name of the blog is Flabulous and Fabulous. So my aim is to get Flabulous and Fabulous. So if you want to actually view the blog, it's flabulousandfabulous.blogspot.com. And this is something I'm really enjoying. I'm only getting into it now. I've only done one blog so far. But, you know, if you want to come along, I'm going to put a link to this blog in my Audible title, maybe, or description or message or something. But please come along and check it out. I'd really appreciate any you know, ideas you could give me or tips. I mean, the diet sort of I'm following is, you know, a low calorie is where it's at for me. I know some people do low carb and high carb, and I don't want to do any of these crash diets because they don't work for me. And each person could be interested in a different diet and a diet that is more targeted to them. To me, I've followed in the past, I followed Weight Watchers, and I just decided I'm not going to pay someone just to weigh me and follow a plan. I'm just going to do it, you know, low calorie and exercising, and that's where I want to. I think that's probably the best one for me. So yeah, everything's going well. I've a long road to go because I'm not exactly the skinniest person in the world, and I'm probably, you know, quite large. But, you know, we all have to start somewhere, and I'm in this for the long haul. I got sick of how I looked, and I got sick of realistically being able to shop in only a few places for clothes. So I want to be able to go out, go shopping, and, you know, enjoy shopping for clothes rather than it becoming a thing where, you know, you're afraid nothing's going to fit. So yeah, that's basically it. So do check out my blog, Flabless, even I was going to say Fabness, flablessandfabulous.blogspot.ie or .com, whichever. Sorry, I was just copying the Blogspot thing, but then I forgot it. It just regionalizes it to where you're living. So yeah, it became .ie, but yeah, .com or .ie, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, that's basically it. So I've only done one blog so far. I did one blog earlier on. I'm not the world's greatest blogger, but I'm learning. I actually managed to create a header for said blog now, which kind of impressed me. But yeah, so that's basically it. I hope you're all well, and I will chat to you all very soon because I better go and tend to my dinner in case it burns. Chat soon and have a nice Monday. Bye.